celebrating our connection with our pets. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Hi, everybody, and happy holidays. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. And this is the last show for 2009, and it's a good one, with 10 prizes to give away to you, our listeners, so you won't want to miss a minute. Now, on a serious note, during this time of the year, we must remember that there are many pets in need of homes. But something you may not have thought of is caring for pets of the homeless. Now, on the line is Genevieve Frederick. She's the founder of Feeding Pets of the Homeless. Hi, Genevieve, and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Susan.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, tell us what your organization is about, Feeding Pets of the Homeless.
We are a national nonprofit volunteer organization. We provide pet food and veterinary care to the homeless and less fortunate in local communities across the country and a few into Canada. Our 200-member collection sites accept donated pet food and then deliver it to over 100 food banks, food pantries, or soup kitchens in their local communities. Since 2008, our members have collected over 63,000 pounds of pet food for the homeless and poor. With the cash donations that our organization has received, we've awarded over $17,000 to veterinarians that volunteer to go out to where the homeless congregate to give vaccines and medical care to those pets.
Wow, that is amazing. So from the time you started this into now, how were you able to get the word out for the homeless in order for them to take advantage of the program? What kind of take us step by step? How would that work?
Well, in the homeless community, word travels very, very fast. So once a food bank or a soup kitchen starts distributing pet food, the homeless come. And they come in groves. Some find out about our program through our website at public libraries, because, of course, a lot of them go to public libraries seeking social services, and they find out about us that way also.
Wow, that is really amazing. And how many pets would you guesstimate are companions to our homeless citizens?
Well, the National Coalition for the Homeless estimates that 3.5 million Americans are homeless. And our estimate is that between 10 and 25% of those homeless living on the streets have at least one pet. So the numbers are staggering.
Yeah, that is amazing. And what can we do to help?
Well, of course, donating pet food to our collection sites across the country and donating cash gifts for veterinary care are two ways that people can help. The collection sites can be found on our website, as well as a link to make any cash donations that your viewers may want to help out with. And our website is www.petsofhomeless.org. Another way that they can help is to assist us by recruiting more collection sites and organizations that will distribute the donated pet food. And that information can also be located on the website.
Well, that's just a wonderful work that you're doing. And, you know, keep up the good work, and hopefully we'll be able to give some helping hands. And really, thank you for taking the time to talk with me today.
Well, thank you, Susan.
For more information and to find out how you can help, click on their website at petsofhomeless.org. And, you know, I wanted to kind of lighten this a little bit, and we do travel a lot, my husband and our black lab, Junior. And we recently came back from a week on the road. We were in Portland. We were in Seattle. And my husband, Greg, along with our dog, Junior, they do a pretty good job of traveling. And my husband outfits the minivan with all the latest roadworthy gadgets. But sometimes you need a professional. And on the line is Keith Turner, the car guy from dogcars.com, to tell us what's in for 2010. Hi, Keith, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's my pleasure. It's always fun to talk to you. So what's in store for 2010? Do you have any favorite fighter-friendly cars we should be on the lookout for?
Oh, my gosh. Well, dog owners will be happy with the new model lineup for 2010. You know, while U.S. automakers are struggling, they seem to have discovered that we travel with our dogs, just like you were saying. We like to go on trips, and we like to take our whole family, including our four-legged friends, with us. So some of the automakers have come up with some really cool things for dog owners and dog lovers who love to travel with their dogs. For example, the Honda Element, which we had named as the dog car of the year at dogcars.com a couple of years ago, now has a dog-friendly Honda Element. And the dog-friendly Honda Element has things like a built-in ramp under a built-in ramp that goes slides in under a bed that's built into the back of the car. It also has things like paw print exterior, interior, and even a dog friendly badge on the side. So they've done a lot. They've built in a water bowl. They've done a lot to appeal to the people who love to travel with their dogs. And that dog friendly element is in the showrooms this month, ready to be welcomed by the dog owning public.
There's also, I like that one. I want to go see that one. Okay, what's number two?
It's great. Well, the Toyota Venza came out, they announced about a year ago, and now it's finally coming into showrooms. It's Toyota Venza. It's sort of a, like a, it looks sort of like a hamster on steroids, I like to say. It's like a wagon, but it's a little bit bigger, but it sits low to the ground, and they have a whole host of pet products that are included with it. You could get basically as accessories from Kurgo and Solvit, and those are like a bed that dogs, like a sort of a hammock that the dogs could sit in safely and keep your fabric clean of dog hair. They've got special harnesses. They've got special barriers that keep the dog safe. And safety is really what it's all about when you're traveling with your dog. So the Toyota Venza, it was built with the dog owner in mind. You wanted to have it low to the ground so that the height-challenged dogs could get in and out. But you also want to have it be a fun car to drive, and that's what I think the Toyota Venza is really a great choice for dog owners.
So this is different than the Venza that I had, Keith, when we did the Route 66 in June. This is a different Venza.
Well, it's a newer model Venza. It's still the same basic model, but because they geared it towards dog owners, they have all the special accessories that are built specifically for the Venza. In other words, you're not going to have to worry about whether the crates are going to fit in or whether it's going to be, the right size for the accessories that you buy. So, in fact, the Venza has been out for about a year, but it's just now coming into being more dog-friendly in 2010 than it has been.
Perfect.
Yes, and now, of course, another one of my favorites, my personal favorites, is hybrid, and we're always worried about now the gasoline prices and the fuel mileage for different cars, and dog cars are, of course, notorious for being bigger, and then, in fact, they would get lower mileage. But if you look at Toyota has two versions, has the Toyota Highlander Hybrid, and then my favorite, the Lexus version, the Lexus RX 450H. It's a hybrid luxury SUV, and granted, it's going to cost a little bit more, but I'll tell you what, it's got everything you need for carrying your dog crates. And again, I keep talking about safety, keep coming back to, let's make sure we either harness our dogs or crate them so that they're not going to become flying projectiles if you have to suddenly stop or get in an accident. But the Lexus 450, RX 450H, is a smooth car, and it's got wonderful space for crates and for your dog. But it's just a joy to drive. And it gets about 28 to 30 miles to the gallon, so you've got an SUV that gets great mileage.
Wow, that is really good. I like that one, too. Well, so far I've got 3 out of 3. What's next?
Well, this one may be a bit of a sleeper, but Chevrolet, which unfortunately General Motors has been going through obviously some financial turmoil, but the one bright spot for them is the Chevy Equinox, the Chevrolet Equinox, which came out and was announced in the past year and now is hitting showrooms. It's got a really nicely squared off tailgate, which is really important if you want to fit your crates and all your dog cargo so that it fits fine in the back, and then the seats fold flat so that you have lots of room for your dogs to be able to move about. And it is great because the four-cylinder version of the Equinox, Chevrolet Equinox, gets 32 miles to the gallon. So fuel saving is wonderful. So again, here's another dog car that doesn't have to, you know, guzzle the gas. But it's wonderful for traveling with your pups.
That's excellent. I love that. Is there any more, or is this our top four?
I would say that's the top four. I mean, Volvo has been at the front of the line for longer than anybody else. So Volvo has some great models out there, the XC60, for example. So I'm not going to go in to list them all, but Volvo has been a great supporter of dog and dog safety.
I love this trend. I think this is really perfect. I even though the folks like you had said, Volvo, they actually have been talking about this for quite some time, it's nice to see everybody else get on the bandwagon. And I know you had mentioned with Avenza that there were a lot of accessories. Are there other car accessories that we should be looking at that are making traveling with Fido easier and safer?
Absolutely. You know, we're always concerned about making it safe for our pups, and comfortable, and also easy to use. There are things like I love the Hunter K9 auto safety vest, and it's a vest that actually, you know, your dog wears, but it's padded and it's sturdy, and it easily buckles into your seatbelt in your car, so that your dog is going to stay snug and secure, but can still move around, can stand up and lay down, so it's not like confining. And then it's easily unbuckled and hooked onto your leash, so that when you're on the road, the last thing you want is to open the door and have your dog run away or run, you know, off, mm-hmm. you know, to go stretch his legs. So the Hunter K9 auto safety vest is one of my favorites. And then there's another one. I mentioned Kurgo. They have what they call the Skybox booster seat, and this is for dogs weighing up to 30 pounds. So some of the smaller dogs, but it sits up on the seat and keeps your dog snug. Again, safe in a seatbelt, but it also allows the dog to be able to have a great view of the road and see what's going on. So it's not like, because it's a small dog, it has to be sitting down on the floor and not seeing anything. And it has wonderful pockets to keep toys and treats in the front of it, and a fabric liner that is easy to change out and clean when necessary. That's a really cool thing. There's a whole bunch of different types of crates and barriers and harnesses that you want to look at. And I would actually recommend going and trying them on, bringing your dog in and trying them out and seeing what works and what doesn't, because every dog is different. And you want to make sure that your dog is comfortable and safe when it's driving the car with you.
Yeah, and I appreciate you saying that. I think gone are the days where you just let Fido jump in, and we did that in the past. And when Junior came into our lives, we wanted to make sure that we travel safely with him, since we travel so often. And he's been crate trained from the beginning, and it's really been, you know, such a relief. Sometimes we don't even know Junior's in the car, because he gets in and takes a nap and he's ready to get out when we get to our next stop. So I really appreciate you talking about the safety. But I have one last question, and being the car guy, I have to ask you, what type of car do you drive?
That's a very good question. I get that a lot. You know, in fact, I'm so busy test driving dog cars or cars for dogs that having my own car, I had my own car for several years, and it sits there and doesn't do anything. I don't ever use it because I'm busy test driving other cars. So, in fact, I don't own a car. I drive the dog cars and review them for dogcars.com, and that's all I need.
I want your job.
Well, I'm not giving it up anytime soon.
I don't blame you. Hey, Keith, thanks for taking the time to talk with me today. It's always a pleasure.
Hey, thank you very much, Susan. I appreciate it.
And for more information, you can visit Keith at dogcars.com. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will find out what's new on Petopia TV, as well as find out about the 2009 Yukonuba World Challenge and much more. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
Oral disease is the most frequently diagnosed health problem for pets. That's why it's so important to take care of your dog's teeth. With Pets Life Oral Care Spray and Gel, you can easily do just that. Pets Life Oral Care not only removes plaque and tartar, but it also kills bacteria on contact, improving doggy breath. For best results, use the spray or gel every 3 to 4 days in the evening. Pet's Life is all natural, veterinarian approved, and 100% safe for your pet. To purchase the Pet's Life Oral Care Spray and Gel, visit PetsLife.com or call 1-888-453-4682.
That's your dog telling you to visit JoyPetProducts.com. Your dog doesn't want to be cold and wet this winter any more than you do. Visit JoyPetProducts.com, where you'll find the original Goose Down Filled Doggy Coat. Your dog will enjoy the lightweight warmth and comfort, and you'll love the easy wear, easy care. When it's not as cold, pick up a perfect fit embroidered hoodie in designs to fit every dog's personality. All of our items are made in the USA and Canada to fit tiny toys to larger breeds. JoyPetProducts.com. Superior quality, great style, happy dogs.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims with Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And be sure to go to phytofriendly.com. The entire month of December, we've gone crazy. We have 25 days of Phyto gift giving the entire month of December. And you could win a Bissell rug cleaner. You know, the 2009 AKC Yukonuba National Championship sets the stage for over 3,000 canines, both United States and international, to face off in Long Beach, California on December 12th and 13th. And on the line to tell us all about it is Victoria Seiler. Hi, Victoria, and welcome to the show.
Hi, and thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now tell us, what makes the AKC Yukonuba National Championships different than other dog shows?
Well, the thing that comes to my mind, first of all, is that top dogs come from all over the country to compete. This is the Super Bowl of dog shows. And they compete actually all year long to garner points in order to compete against other top dogs.
So this is an invitation. Is this how I understand it?
Yes. In the past years, it has been an invitational-only dog show. But this year, because of the 125th anniversary of the AKC, they have opened the competition to all dogs that are registered with the AKC.
Oh, wow. That is really neat. I think this is really exciting for all us dog lovers to watch and some of those that are lucky enough to participate. So what is special that we can look forward to at this year's show?
Oh, we have a big bash planned because it's the 125th anniversary of the AKC and the 40th anniversary of Yukonuba. We have a dog mall at the event. We have Meet the Breeds, where you can come and get up close and personal with over 160 breeds. We have a dock diving competition. We have a designer doghouse competition. And the World Challenge, where over 40 countries from around the world compete with their top dogs against each other.
That sounds like so much fun. And the dock diving, I was surprised to hear about. And that's one of my favorites whenever we travel and we go to different events. And that dock diving, I think, is probably a crowd favorite. So who actually won last year? What did the winner receive?
It was a beautiful pointer, and her name was Champion Cookie Land Seaside Hollyberry. She won. Yeah, she's adorable. Her call name is Holly. She won $50,000 in cash last year and then has had a beautiful, exciting year reigning as the national champion. And something really interesting about Holly is since she won last year, she went home and she had a beautiful litter of puppies, and they will be there to compete this year at the show.
Oh, how fun. That is so exciting. So for those of us that would be lucky enough to attend, can you tell our listeners where to buy tickets if they wish to attend?
They can get tickets at Ticketmaster or at akc.org. So that's www.akc.org.
That's perfect. Thank you, Victoria, for taking the time to talk with me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
To learn more about the AKC Yukonuba National Championship, visit their website at www.akc.org. And now two of my favorite ladies from Pettopia TV are on the line, Nina Jimenez and Michelle Brubaker. Hi, ladies, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan.
Thank you
for having us.
Hey, it's my pleasure. So you have the best gig. So what have you been up to since last we spoke?
Well, we actually went on the road for our first pet travel segment, which was very exciting. We went to Santa Barbara, California, which we found is very pet friendly. And we stayed right on the beach, not too shabby, at the Fess Parker Doubletree Resort. We brought our little mascot, Lola, who is Nina's two-year-old miniature Australian Shepherd, and she just loved it. So we can't complain about our gig.
You know, really, and you picked one of my favorite places to stay, Fess Parker Doubletree. And for those listeners who are not familiar with this property, walk us through from the time you check in with your furry best friend.
Okay. Well, Lola was given the star treatment from the get-go as soon as we walked in. Everyone greeted her. The bellman loved her. The process, the check-in process was actually very easy. We were given a doggy goodie bag at the front desk, and the bag had in it toys and treats and a special pawrific room service menu that's especially for dogs, and they actually have a purrific menu for cats. And we were given freshly baked cookies and also a map of the 22-acre grounds, including where the pet posts are located for your pet to do his or her businesses. You know what I mean.
Well, yes, I do, and that's really nice that they actually let you know where to find those.
That's important.
And I know that some properties will have a pet fee or restriction, and did you find a pet fee or restriction when you checked in at Fess Parker?
Yes, there actually is. Pets are not allowed in the fitness, pool, or restaurant areas, and the pet fee is $25 a night, and there are also two buildings on the grounds that are designated as pet friendly. And the staff asks that you do not leave your pets loose in the room when you're out. So for example, Nina left Lola in a crate when we went out for dinner, and then she was given a sign for the door that was indicating that there is a pet in the room.
Oh, well, that makes sense. And the $25 pet fee is really nominal if you consider what it would cost if you were to leave your pet at home or to board them or any kind of daycare. So, now that you're firmly ensconced in Fess Parker and you want to see the town, what's there to do with your pets in Santa Barbara?
Well, we actually found that there were all kinds of things to do. We walked all around the downtown area with Lola. Dogs are welcome on the patio of many of the restaurants. You can stroll through a lot of the shops. You can go to the parks, walk along the pier. There's also a dog beach. We also drove 45 minutes away to Solvang, which is a little Dutch-inspired town where we went to a pet-friendly winery called Caraventus, and it actually has a wine label which helps generate money for shelter pets. So there's a lot to do in Santa Barbara and in that general area.
Wow, that sounds like fun. That's two of my favorite things, the beach and wine tasting. It sounds like you had a fabulous time. So, tell everybody how they can view the, oh, you know what? I'm just talking over you like crazy. I get so excited. I think it's time for a glass of wine right now. So, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
You can't go wrong with a glass of wine and your pet.
Well, I'm very interested about that winery, too, because you just kind of touched upon it briefly, but there's a percentage of the proceeds that go to animal charity. Was that right?
Yes, actually, a percentage goes to 90 different pet nonprofits in the U.S., and you don't have to travel to Solvang to take part in their mission. You can actually go to their Dog Lovers Wine Club online and sign up, and you'll receive the wine monthly and be able to see all the shelter pets that are highlighted on their labels, and it's just such a great cause, and it's very tasty wine. We were able to get a tasting of the reds and the whites, and it was fabulous, and it's just such a great mission that they're providing for pet owners.
But no wine for Lola.
Yeah, no wine for the dogs or the cats.
That's a good thing. Do you happen to have those websites handy?
We do. It's dogloverswineclub.com. And it's actually on, we have all of the stories, including the winery and Nina's story on Fess Parker, right there on our website, www.pettopia.tv. You just go to the TV and Pics page, and you'll see a channel there filled with all of our stories. So you can scroll through and watch the ones that you want to. And like I said, you can see the winery story that also has the monthly wine club website on there as well.
And And aren't you doing something special, too, on your website? Don't you have some type of giveaway?
Yeah, we have a regular contest. We have a contest going every month or so. And this month, we are doing a Pet of the Year contest. So if you go to the contest page on the website, there's more information about that. And we are giving away prizes, and among them is an issue to Phyto-Friendly magazine, which people will enjoy. So there's information, again, about that on the website. But we're basically looking for a pet who has given back to the community in some way, maybe a service animal, or maybe you've adopted a special needs pet that's really helped make a difference in your life. So we're looking for those inspiring stories.
Well, you guys have a lot going on. So everybody go visit their website, pettopia.tv. View the video for Fess Parker along with the winery and all the other great stories. Thanks, ladies. Happy holidays, and come back again soon.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays to you, too.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have giveaways for 10 lucky listeners. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
Phyto-Friendly is the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. This December, you can log on to their website for a chance to win a fabulous prize for your canine companion. You can enter every day, December 1st through the 25th at phytofriendly.com for the 25 days of Phyto-Friendly gift giving. Prizes include jewelry, clothing, food, books, and a grand prize from Bissell, the pet hair eraser vacuum. Pick up a copy of the December issue featuring Hillary Swank at your local bookstore. For contest rules, visit phytofriendly.com and subscribe today. 25 days of gift giving. Just what Phyto needs to get in the holiday spirit.
That's your dog telling you to visit joypetproducts.com. Your dog doesn't want to be cold and wet this winter any more than you do. Visit joypetproducts.com, where you'll find the original Goose Down Filled Doggy Coat. Your dog will enjoy the lightweight warmth and comfort, and you'll love the easy wear, easy care. When it's not as cold, pick up a perfect fit embroidered hoodie in designs to fit every dog's personality. All of our items are made in the USA and Canada to fit tiny toys to larger breeds. joypetproducts.com. Superior quality, great style, happy dogs.
Hey, this is Big Ant from Rescue Inc. Remember, spay and neuter your animal, and abusers are losers. Now back to Animal Radio.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated, raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. And my next guest, Lawrence Coconis, and Lawrence, you're going to have to help me if I said that wrong, from Bungie Puppy. It's a great product. All of us who have trouble walking our dogs will love to learn about. Hi, Lawrence, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Did I murder your last name?
No, not too bad. It's been done much worse than that in the past.
Well, that makes me feel a little bit better. Hey, so tell us about Bungie Puppy. I'm going to spell this from the beginning, so when people are writing this down, that they will be able to look it up correctly. But Bungie is B-U-N-G-E-E, and Puppy is spelled P-U-P-E-E. So the Bungie Puppy, what makes this great leash different than what is out on the market today?
Well, one of the first and foremost, the product is manufactured here in the USA. We manufacture a dog leash which is expandable, and it's made out of bungee cord. The leash is really great for anybody with back, neck, or shoulder injuries, or even people training to walk a dog. It's one of the greatest leashes on the market today. As far as I'm concerned, it's the greatest leash on the market.
Well, you know, it's a fabulous idea. How did you actually come up with it? I can visualize what happened, but can you tell me how you came up with such a great idea?
Well, actually, one of our partners, Robert, we were manufacturing a different product with bungee cord, and one night before he went to bed, he took his dog out for a walk for the last time, and the dog lunged after something. He slipped and fell down and dislocated his shoulders, one shoulder, and broke a tooth. And from that point on, we experimented with tying bungee cord around the dog's neck to give us a chance to react to the sudden jerk and sudden pull of the dog.
Wow. I know that that hurts. That's happened to me in the past, and walking one of our dogs, you know, a few years back in a park where the squirrels would torment them, and of course you're not really ready for the dog's reaction, and I know how painful that can be. And I probably, my dog Junior probably could use one of those. He's a lab, but do you make sizes for smaller dogs?
Yes, we sure do. We make them anywhere from 25 pounds up to 165 pounds. The smallest one being the 25, then we have a 45 pound, then we move to a 65 pound, and then to a 165 pound, all of which are available in either a 3 foot or a 6 foot size and come in a wide variety of colors.
Oh my gosh, I was being a little facetious because I was thinking how much can a small dog pull, but I guess if a small dog was ready to take you out, they could do it pretty easily.
Yes, actually, as far as for the dog goes, some of your smaller dogs, they tend to get a little bit of a choking habit when they first get on leash. And as far as small dogs goes, it really helps with that. In fact, my Sheltie, it probably alleviated about 70 or 80% of the choking on them the first 5 minutes of the walk, just because it gives and it just doesn't jerk flat up against their throats.
Wow, so this is really is healthy for both the human and the dogs alike.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Well, I think it's a wonderful idea, and I understand a few of our lucky listeners who call in today are going to receive a free Bungee puppy leash.
Yes, that's correct. For the first 10 callers today, I'd love to send them a Bungee puppy dog's leash in the size that they need.
Oh, that is so nice. So everybody be among the first 10 callers. The number to call is 1-866-405-8405, and you will win your very own Bungee puppy leash. That number once again is 1-866-405-8405. Thanks, Lawrence, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Susan, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me, and you and all your listeners have a happy holiday.
The same to you. And to learn more about Bungee puppy, go online to their website at bungeepuppy.com. That's spelled B-U-N-G-E-E, puppy, P-U-P-E-E. And that's it for Fido-Friendly Travel Talk. And for more information on today's show, or just about traveling with Fido, you can pick up a copy of Fido-Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog, at Borders, Barnes & Noble, Petco, and PetSmart. Or simply go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today. Hillary Swank is on the November-December cover, and you won't want to miss it. And don't forget to log on to FidoFriendly.com for 25 days of gift-giving. Until next time, happy holidays, travel safe, and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at AnimalRadio.com. Log on. Learn more.
This is Animal Radio Network.